No one, says Jesus, can serve two masters. He'll either love one and hate the other, or to be devoted to one and despise the other. He says, you cannot serve God and mammon. You hear the Gospels always has Jesus warning us about the dangers of wealth, possessions. That's what mammon is, wealth, our possessions. The danger is that things that I have kind of deaden my spiritual sense of the gratitude that's necessary to love God and love my neighbor as myself. You can't have love without generosity. Love always calls forth from us generosity for other people, the people we care about. You parents know that. I mean, goodness gracious, you can't rear children without them calling forth from you generosity because you love them. And wealth sometimes deadens my sense of the generosity, that spiritual gift that's necessary to love God, love my neighbor. That's the danger. We can't serve God and mammon. In other words, we can't have divided loyalties. Be loyal to the things I have and the people I love. Maybe a modern way of putting it, you can't serve God and mammon, would be to ask the question, do the things that I have, am I in control of them, or are they in control of me? Am I in control of my wealth, or is my wealth in control of me? That's a question I face every day. I don't know about you, but I do. And people always have, ever since the beginning of time. I mean, we heard about the community of ancient Israel from that first reading from the book of Amos. Now, that was 800 years before the time of Jesus. And Amos was really taking that community of Israel to task. He said, you ask, when will the Sabbath be over so we can get back to selling our wheat and making it decreasing the ephah, that is a moment, unit of measure, and adding to the shekel, that's the money. When will the Sabbath be? In other words, Father, when are you going to let us out of church so we can get back to selling poor people shoddy goods at inflated prices? That's what Amos was really telling them. He was saying, in other words, you've got to decide, are you going to be controlled by your desire for wealth or your care for people in need? You've got to decide. You can't serve God and mammon. In every community ever since, we as individuals have to ask that question, am I controlled by my wealth? Or is my wealth in control of me? Every community has to decide that. Families, for instance, families are kind of a school of generosity, aren't they? Families live in love, and you can't have love without generosity. Children learn that. I remember my niece and nephew when they were about 3 and 4 years old. One time they were got to arguing over the same toy, and one pulling this way and one pulling that way. My little niece, she said, "Tell him he's supposed to share." Yeah, that's a lesson we all have to learn from early childhood. Whether the things we have are in control of us, are we in control of them? Can we use them to show our care for others? Or is it all about me? Families have to learn the lesson to ask the question, are we going to be governed by greed or by generosity? We're going to serve God or mammon? A community like St. Bernadette has to practice that lesson of generosity. We have to decide here, are we going to worship God here or are we going to worship mammon here? Well, I think you know far better than I what abundant generosity there is in this community. Is there not? You all built this church. It cost a whole lot of money, did it not? And you gave it, you could say, this belongs to us. But no, the archbishop came, and had a mass of dedication of this church. In effect, you, in that act of worship, gave it to God. So it doesn't belong to us. This belongs to God. That's why we call it a holy place, given for the things of God. And how much other generosity goes on here? I mean, you can think the St. Vincent de Paul and the care that's given for the poor, care for the poor little missions down in southern Kentucky and people over in eastern Kentucky who need clothing and housing. You think of the generosity that goes on with the Haiti Committee. You talk about poor folks down. It's beyond our imagination. And so much generosity here goes for that. You could keep it all for yourself, for sure, if you want to worship mammon. But you're here to worship God. And so that love overflows in generosity, not greed. The families learn that lesson. Parish communities learn that lesson. And communities out beyond this, beyond us, have to learn that lesson too. But this local community has to know sometimes how to live in generosity, how to pay taxes so that we can do good, more good together than we can do as individuals. Civil communities have to learn the lesson of generosity. So does our state. So does our nation. So do the nations of the world. Have to learn and determine, are we going to live by greed or by generosity? Really, it's the question, are we going to worship God or mammon? Our civil community, our civil society, at times our nation can be so generous. I mean, we have resources beyond the imagination of most countries in this world. And sometimes we can be so generous with it. And then other times we can be so stingy and not want to help other folks from other countries. Keep it for ourselves. Our civil society is always having to determine whether or not we're going to be greedy or generous. We're trying to learn that lesson in this parish. In fact, our whole Catholic Church. And our church has learned the lesson pretty well. We're still learning it, and we'll learn it till the Lord comes again. We're always tempted to be greedy and keep what we got for ourselves. But we, to a great extent, have learned how to worship God here. you know, we've got a message to give to the civil society around us. To learn how, and not just to love God. There's a lot of profession that the folks in this country that they love God, or at least a lot of profession of religion. But sometimes when it comes to caring about folks from other countries, for children who are poor, for the lesson of sharing what we've got for the good of others, the widow, the orphan, the foreigner within our gates, that's what the Old Testament always teaches us to care about. You know, I've discovered, a thought came to me recently that, you know, one of the aids to learning to serve God rather than mammon, rather than me living by greed, not living by greed, but living by generosity, are the works of mercy. Anybody remember the corporal works of mercy? Did you ever have to learn those in school? Anybody have to learn the works of mercy in school? Some folks are waving their hand vigorously. Yeah. Anybody want to stand up and quote the corporal works of mercy? I've discovered that they are a great help in learning to live generously rather than greedily. Let me see. Hey Siri, get me the corporal works of mercy.
Okay, I found this on the web for get me the corporal works of mercy. Check it out.
Okay, here it is. Let's see. Face ID, use passcode. Oh, here they are. Let's see. The works of corporal works of mercy. Feed the hungry. Give drink to the thirsty. Clothe the naked. Shelter the homeless and welcome strangers. Visit the sick and imprison and bury the dead. Anybody remember those? Now, if that's not a school for generosity, I don't know what would be. It's a, no, we try to teach it to our children in school. That's what the catechists are for, handing on our faith and the practice of the Catholic faith, living that way. You know, that mostly comes from the great judgment in parable in the Gospel of Matthew, you know, where the great judge is separating the sheep from the goats, and some had fed the hungry and so forth, and others hadn't. And he said, "You did as much as you did it for them, you did it for me." They are some of the ones that went off to eternal punishment were the ones that had worshipped mammon. The ones that went off to eternal life were those who worshipped God by living the generous way that God lives. You know, our society beyond these walls needs to learn that lesson, don't they? How to live, not... Does our nation... You know, there's plenty of temples to mammon in our country, aren't there? You can go to some big city and see the buildings that wealth has built. Our nation needs to hear the voice of the Catholic people of God and learn the lesson of generous living. And that's why we need our voice to be heard in the public square. I think our bishops use that term sometimes, that our voice needs to be heard in the public square. Well, you know where our voice is heard the loudest? Probably in the voting booth. Pretty quiet in there, but if you go vote, your voice is heard. And, you know, political groups and all, you know, they have ways of passing out voter, what do you call them? But anyway, they try to get you to vote their way. I'm not going to carry them in the voting booth. I'm going to take the Works of Mercy with me this November. And see how my decisions and my voice can be for the hungry and the thirsty and those that need to be clothed and foreigners that need to be welcomed and homeless that need to be sheltered and sick that need to be visited and cared for and prisoners. You have a voice for that. And your voice needs to be heard in the public square, most loudly heard in the voting booth. This is what I'm going to take with me. I need to read it myself. In fact, every day I get up out of bed, I have to decide, am I going to let the things that I have control me, or am I in control of the things I have and able to use them for the good of others? The question confronts me and you and our families and our parish and our society and our state and our nation and all the nations of the world. Every day we have to decide, are we going to serve God or mammon?